This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Grand Hotel, a new show coming soon from ABC. We're going to talk more about Grand Hotel later in the show, but make sure to check out this sexy summer drama premiering Monday, June 17th after The Bachelorette on ABC.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bring it all up in here tonight.
We're getting up in here. This is a disaster. Look at Sarah's face.
No, I'm laughing. It's really
guys, I never said I was technologically.
No, and I didn't expect you to be.
You know what?
I don't want
you. I don't think that I am good at tech. No,
it would be weird if you were.
Quite honestly, the sheer fact that I can even get my iPad going is fucking miracle.
You did it.
Guys, things are really working out. Things are so good, you guys.
And you even got a little microphone.
Microphone. Hello.
He's very cute.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arda Marine. I am so excited to be here. This will not always be sounding like that. I'm so excited to be here. I'm still in Atlanta. I know the audio quality is not that great, but look, what do you want in the world's cutest Airbnb? There's only so much I can do.
It is the cutest Airbnb.
Okay, you're hearing a guest right now, and you might know her from Chelsea Lately. You might know her from some of her best-selling books. You might know her from Shameless. You might know her as my co-star on Insatiable. Let's just give this lady a proper introduction. This is a sexy couple intro song because we never had another couple.
I made a song for you and John.
As sexy and brave as this couple to come and do our podcast. They were my neighbors in Atlanta. They watched my cat mittens when I was out and about. And we also dealt with gas leaks together and tornadoes together and spiders together and hanging together and tacos together and Italian food together and Sarah's maybe new tits, but not real tits, but tits. Do you all know what I'm talking about at a future date? Sarah Colonna. I made you guys a song.
Oh, you made us a couple songs.
I made you a couple songs.
I'll tell him about it. He'll
now,
like it.
I made it like a month ago.
Because we would be here together.
Well, you guys are usually here together.
Right.
So I made you guys in, because you had an old song from last year.
Right.
But I wanted to make you a new song for this year.
Well, I like it. And I want him to hear it. If you could.
You know what? I'll forward it to
okay,
you.
Okay. Please do. He'll be very happy. He likes the song about him. And me.
Now, before we get going, you were watching the season. You got enraged last week at Hannah. I had to talk you off of a ledge.
No, I didn't even get enraged at Hannah last week. I got enraged at the guys. I was like, these guys are so annoying.
Yes.
I don't even have a problem with her. I was like, the guys are annoying this year.
The guys are the worst.
They're annoying me. So I was enraged, and then she had to talk me off of a ledge to get me to watch the show again. And now I'm back. I'm back.
And I think it's a good one.
I once was lost and now I'm found.
Do you feel better? How are you?
I feel better. Last night I enjoyed it much better.
I understand. I have to say, I feel like a lot of people were hesitant about getting on board with this season.
They were, but they were more hesitant about Hannah. And I'm like, she's not bugging me because the guys are so annoying.
I think she likes a douchey bro guy.
Yeah, and so does ABC, apparently. Because that's
who. They really
did. Oh, can.
Yeah. Here we go. There's a new guest here. There is a guest that makes me laugh so hard. You might know her from Community. You might know her. You might know her as half of this Nightmare Sinclair family. My daughter, who in real life is actually an adult, but on the show is a child. She's fucking hilarious. She's Nurse's Kittens. Get ready for the world's worst technological thing here. Here we go. Let's see how this goes. Play song. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for a new. For doing the podcast. Now, you're a huge Bachelor fan.
I am a huge Bachelor fan. I have been to After the Final Rose taping.
What?
The one that I was at was the one where Ari proposed.
Oh my god.
And we were all forced to clap.
Wait a minute, you went to that? So that was like last
wait
year.
Wait, to the one where he proposed to The second,
right.
Oh my god, you were there?
Yes.
Did they make you wear jewel tone top?
They absolutely did. I think it was word for word. We encourage jewel tones.
Because whenever you watch it, it's a sea of jewel tones.
It is a sea of jewel tones.
Have you guys ever been?
I never realized that, but that's true.
Have you ever been a guest on, like, I did a bunch of Meredith Vieira's. Like, have you ever been on a daytime talk show?
Yes.
I would love to be. I feel like you get gifted.
I got a mattress from Ellen.
Did you?
What?
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I got a Guy Branum show. I won a Barca lounger.
Wait, these are good. These are. Sometimes it's like you get a Best of Fleetwood Mac CD.
I mean, I'm not mad at that.
And a Snuggie.
I'm not mad at that. Well,
someone got a car.
Okay, right. You saw Ari. Was Ari cute in person?
I did not feel that way. I know some of those people can seem a lot more attractive in people.
Yeah.
I did not get that vibe from him.
How many hours were you there?
Oh, you know, it's actually not as long as you think.
In my mind, you're locked in that room for like 7 hours.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever.
No, you're thinking that's how it kind of is at like a multi-cam show taping. Because they don't do like, they don't redo tapes.
You're right, because it's live.
Because it's live.
How did you get invited?
Oh, it was, we begged our way on. Right. I was a plus one of a guest. And someone knew someone who worked in Transpo.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, but you know, when we were in line to get in, I ran into this girl who I actually coincidentally had adopted one of my previous foster kittens out to.
I mean, Irene is, if you think that I like an adopted cat, you've never met Irene.
Listen, I mean, like, she was in front of us, and I'm thinking, oh, that girl looks very pretty and is very tall, and will probably get seated in the first row.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait a minute, I know her. I adopted her cat. It was a kitten that I had foster named Mimosa, and she, this girl, Brittany, who was on, yes, she was on America's Next Top Model, had adopted her, and she was in front of us with her sister, and when we were coming, when we were getting in, you know, they said, how big is your group, and then we're kind of like, even though it was me and my friend, and Brittany and her sister, were kind of like, well, it's technically two and two, and then the people were relieved, because they're like, okay, because you two, not me, are coming with us in the front row, and then you two go, that other girl.
You need to be a model.
And then it was like, so we were shuffled to the Uggos.
That sucks. I would hate to watch somebody like...
Oh, that would, like, if you go into a club in your 20s and seeing people, there's a line, but then other people get to skip it,
like,
and you still
you're like, your friend
line.
Can come in, but...
You know what? I didn't hate it because she got placed right behind like the couches.
Right. So sense? She couldn't see anything.
She couldn't see anything. I was placed right behind Nick Viall and Dean.
Okay, I'd want to be right by the exit.
I was right behind them.
Yeah.
With your rosé and your jewel tone. Okay, you guys, let's get going. Let me just say, what a night. I know I'm cutting ahead
They went to my fucking hometown.
And right when they said Rhode Island, I was like, oh, this is exciting for Arden, but then your actual hometown.
And they never put the chyron on it. It never said her date with Tyler on the lobster boat was in Little Compton, Rhode Island.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, so my brother...
Worlds colliding.
And nobody told me. I didn't know. My brother has actually agreed to start watching the show. And last night was his first night. And he turned it on. And he was like, holy fuck, they're in Little Compton. I was like, what are you talking about? Because he was watching ahead of me. And he was like... I was like, Elric is destiny. Like,
do you think they didn't put Little Compton on there? Because they were like afraid people would be like, they're in Compton? And be confused?
They certainly... like named everything else. Like,
yeah, like that's weird that they wouldn't say the name of the town.
And why did nobody from the town let me know?
Like, yeah, you could have been on that boat crashing this Nicholas Sparks of a date.
I should have been on that boat.
Yeah.
I didn't know that lobster man, and like I'm gonna send some text. I can't believe they were
some lobsters.
I can't believe they were in Little Compton.
I know. That's, I can't believe nobody
weird.
Told you.
I can't even get on.
Like, none of your hometown people
I'm
upset. To you.
I'm FOMOing like, hard for you right
dude,
now.
Dude, it was also... They also went in the worst... I'm assuming they were there in, like, March or April, which is not the month... If you're going to go to Little Compton, that's not the month. It's like...
Right.
But whatever. But they went... Okay, here we
go. Well, it looked beautiful.
Thank you. It's so pretty.
Yeah, I was like, it looks like a nice time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was very New England-y.
Yeah. Okay, so Sarah... So we start out where... Chris Harrison comes in for his annual 30 seconds of screen time.
Yes.
And he's like, you can see Hannah's, she's taking the information. She takes care of business. Like, they're really setting her up to be like, this is the no nonsense.
Yeah,
like,
she's a strong feminist.
And yet, my big takeaway from this episode, and then again, we'll get into it. I'm watching this episode. And now that I've watched franchises from England, I've watched franchises from Australia, I now fear that she's going to pick Luke P. And I say this because when women get distracted by somebody to the point where the next day the date has to, like, take care of them to deal with the other guy.
Right.
They are chemically so jangled by somebody that they've already kind of made up their mind, and they don't like hearing this new information. Like, la la la, he's a psychopath.
Like, the fact that she hasn't already just been. I mean, I know that they probably like to keep. But she clearly likes him too.
It feels more than a producer. Feels like she's so attracted to him that she's trying to make the information not be what she's learning.
Right.
To the point where I fear. She's going to pick him. Because this week, apparently, he, like, tweeted out, like, oh, watching myself, I don't like what I see, I'm learning. And part of me is like, oh, my God, is he, like, Garrett who won and they're trying to do damage control?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Are they trying to make him go, I learned my lesson, I don't like what I see because he won? I hope not. I wonder if ABC is kind of like,
hey, by the way, we just want you to sort of like preemptively tweet out some protective measures.
Do you think he's gonna? Who do you think is gonna win?
I hope who wins is Dream Boy from a Nicholas Sparks novel.
Peter Pilot?
No.
The one, Tyler?
Tyler, our dancer construction
guy. He was so cute.
I mean, he's like, he's so hot.
He's really cute.
It physically like hurts me to watch him.
He's
like,
so sweet.
It's weird, but it's weird how hot he is.
And the Nashville singer's cute, too. He's
Jed.
Sweet.
I'm a fan of Jed.
Okay, we have more information, and then we'll get going. So I texted Sarah last night, the beauty of having a podcast is that the world tweets things to you, and somebody tweeted us the most exciting news ever. Sarah, I'm going to let you tell it.
Jed is a dancer in a male review in Nashville.
Yes,
like a stripper,
like a PG-13, like a PG-13. Like there's no
probably like a Thunder from Down Under.
It might be like a Speedo. Like I don't think you see any ween or anything.
No, he's not.
But like
a
he's like a stripper. He's like a stripper that
he's a modern Chippendales.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Isn't that exciting?
But then when I looked it up, I guess that it was already kind of out there, which I'm like, how did I not hear about this before?
How did any of us not hear about it?
And how is he? When does he tell Hannah?
He's a stripper.
I mean, not that it's like.
But it's, that's it. It's That's information. You would just want to know.
You would just say up front, like, I also, like, am a burlesque dancer.
Yeah.
Male burlesque dancer. I don't take out my ween, but I take...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I wear a little pants.
Well, if you think back...
shorts or whatever.
If you think back to how comfortable he was when they did, like, the drag.
Yeah.
He really looked...
He's a performer.
You could see that he had it down in his little cowboy boots and his little, like, tidy whiteies.
Uh-huh.
Right. That was his first time on stage again. It was tidy whiteies and a guitar.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So we have Hannah. Okay. So they go, it might be the smallest state in the nation, but it's where the rich and powerful come to play. Newport, Rhode Island. Next stop, meet me in Boston. I love that. It's like, wait, aren't you going to, why are you?
I was so confused at the beginning because I was like, why? I thought they were going to Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And then they were like, here we are in Boston getting some chowder. And
yeah, you're like, what about Newport?
You can get chowder in Rhode Island.
How about,
I thought you were going there.
What do you do it in Newport?
They really boned Rhode Island. Yeah, they boned the whole state.
Yeah, they had
which doesn't take long because it's little.
No, they like boned it. They like it was like a quick in and out.
Yeah.
It was like a quick finger bang, and then they got out. So Jed met him in Boston, and she showed up in her rock and roll like leather jacket with like her little spangles.
Yeah, that was her punk rock look.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, and then she was talking to the producer, and she goes, no representation, no tax, no taxation, no taxation without representation.
That's more than I thought she would know. I was actually kind of impressed.
It's more than I remembered.
I was like, okay, I'm surprised she even knew that much.
Yeah.
She got there eventually.
She did.
She did.
I was pretty impressed.
I was too. And then she did the leg wrap, the bachelorette. Have you ever in your life greeted John Ryan and wrapped your legs around him?
No.
And has he picked you up like that?
No.
Because he's a football player.
Yeah, I could do it to him.
But you've
never once straddled.
You've never jumped in straddle.
I've like jokingly, when we've like hugged, you know, like acted like I was going to do something like that.
No.
Because of this
but that's
show.
Not,
but
that's never, not how you casually greet him.
No.
Is a jump in straddle.
You're a tiny gallery and you could get lifted.
I mean, they
have
obviously
you ever
I have never in my life done the jump and straddle.
Nobody has.
And I could very well easily get
you
away
could.
With that.
Yeah, you can do it to
yeah,
me and I could probably
yeah.
get
yes,
you.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you
but I'm
going to make you do it to me in the photograph.
I have never
done the Instagram. I'm going to make you jump and straddle.
I have never done the jump and straddle.
No, it's so bizarre. I mean, obviously it's their thing now and they know. Like,
yeah, they
it's
know.
The toddler jump, like, let's do it. But it's like, what? I want someone to break it. I want someone to like not. I want someone to refuse to do it.
It's
just like I'm just gonna hug you like normal person.
I mean, I know this is a different show, but they've attempted the jump and straddle. You believe in love after lockup, and there was
there was an injury.
It doesn't work for everyone. Okay. It requires some finesse.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
they fell down by the freeway
and lost some teeth.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I need to look that up.
It's amazing.
I need to look.
But I'm just saying, like,
new season coming.
I think other reality shows have caught on to the jump and straddle and attempted it, but it's only done successfully in this franchise.
Yeah.
So then she goes, she takes him on. She's like, I'm going to make up some facts. And you could see that he started humoring her less and less. Thomas Edison, he
invented the bicycle.
Yeah, Paul Revere. This is where Mr. Ronald McDonald got his idea for the Golden Arches. And you could see Jed being like, like boner killer jokes where like he was just like, just stop talking.
Yeah,
stop.
He was like, let's quit the bad humor. Like, it's not working for me.
And then they went into the photo booth and they like the Cheers bar and he held her nose up and he goes, I've never had a moment where everything just feels like it fades away. And then they kissed and I thought they were actually a pretty cute couple. They had some chemistry.
Yeah.
Oh, they have great chemistry, I think.
I like him.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, you know, he's a southern boy, right?
They keep saying that.
Is he a southern boy? Or does he just live in Nashville?
He lives in Nashville, but there's no, like, accent.
She keeps saying we're both southern. Here we are. We're two southern. It's important. I feel like she wants a southerner, and I think she likes him, so she's making him a southerner. But I think he just
lives
in Nashville.
Yeah, he's a transplant.
Yeah.
But I mean, if he's like a country singer, then maybe she makes that.
That's good enough.
That bridges the gap for her.
Yeah. So then they have the world's worst product placement of the Halo Top ice cream.
Oh. It was incredibly natural.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the same guy who was in the ad later with Nick Viall. Handing it out the exact same. There's only one ice cream employee.
He is the same guy and everything.
They each have to eat an entire... It does make me want to eat a pint. I was like, have you guys ever had it?
I have. Mostly because John, my husband, was like, it's so good, trust me.
Is
and
it?
He would like tweet about it and they'd send him like a bunch of different flavors. It's pretty good because it does taste like...
What is it? What is it?
It's like ice cream with a lot of protein in it.
It's low-cal.
And it's high protein.
Okay. And it doesn't taste like protein powder?
No, it doesn't. Some flavors are better than others.
Ice cream?
It tastes better than, have you had rice stream ice cream or soy?
Yeah.
It's better than those.
Okay. What is it?
But it's not.
I don't really know.
It's not a, it's.
See, you can chow down and eat the whole thing. It's like 250 calories.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In my 20s, I feel like I could have developed like a real fucked up eating thing around that. Of like, I'm just going to eat Halo ice cream for
I think someone like was doing like the Halo Top diet or something.
That would have appealed to me in a way where I would have gotten no real nutrients or any fiber. I would have just been like, and I would probably have like a distended belly from like the chemicals.
Yeah.
Like I would have lost weight, but had like full distend of like Halo Top. I'm glad that I'm past any freight or they could suck me in for that. Okay, so then they're feeding each other, and she goes, I could eat a whole pint right now. You know
that was shot multiple times.
That was a bummer. So then they go to the Celtics. And they got, like, the world's most, like, lovely basketball player. Like, when he
the world's less douchiest pro basketball player.
Well, he was like, oh, man, that makes you laugh. And, like, literally, I was like, oh, she should just be with you.
Yeah, go date these guys.
Like,
that's the date.
Like, truly, he was so sweet and adorable. And I was surprised how one of them was, like, the same height as Hannah. And, like, one of them wasn't that tall.
Yeah.
There's always, like, one kind of short guy.
It'd be funny if she just left with one of them.
Wouldn't you? I mean, like, that guy was so sweet.
He was. They were very... Yeah, I liked them.
And...
That's a good move.
And then they played Love. And then he had a really good move where they were kissing and he threw the ball over his shoulder and actually made the basket.
I think it was a three-pointer, too.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was impressive.
It was a smooth move.
Yeah. I got the feeling, I'm like, I bet he was varsity basketball through high school. They knew that and that they wanted to set him up well.
Yes.
Like, I bet they built it around, because he was clearly good at basketball.
He knew how to play.
Yeah.
Because remember when we had Grant the firefighter, they did a firefighter challenge.
Right.
I feel like sometimes they try to hook a brother up.
Yeah,
like,
they want you to stand out, look good, put your best foot forward.
It worked.
That did work, yeah.
It worked. So then they said, you triggered an explosion of a spark to a flame. I don't even... Sometimes people say...
Who said this?
It was either Hannah or Jed was saying, doing that with you triggered an explosion of a spark to a flame.
I think
Jed must have said that. That doesn't sound like something she would say.
Yeah, That was, I wrote it down, and, you know, again, my hand can only keep up so fast.
Right, right.
Because I also, I have, like,
especially when they're saying nonsense like that.
He's a songwriter.
Yeah.
That sounds like something,
that's
from a song he wrote.
I don't have a DVR here, too, so I'm watching on, like, YouTube TV where, like, I can't back it up. So it's just, like, I got to just kind of keep pausing and writing. Back, we have, back, they get the little date card back at the mansion. It's a group date, and John Paul Jones reads it, and he reads his entire name, and Luke S. looked like he was, like, laughing at John Paul Jones' face.
Yeah.
I want more John Paul Jones.
I love John Paul Jones.
I feel like we're getting really gypped from, like, the amount of screen time we're getting with John Paul Jones.
I really like
him. The Lukes are taking it all up last night.
Yeah. I mean, don't you? I want, like, at least three more solid minutes of John Paul Jones per episode.
I mean, he looks like a... like a poster child for like the Hitler regime. Like the guy is so Aryan looking.
Yes, he's so Aryan.
But he's also very sweet. I mean, he has the kind of face that, like, I think white supremacists think that they think they look like that.
Well, and his name is John Paul Jones.
And
he's the three names.
He calls himself
John Paul Jones.
There's something serial killery about him, and yet also sweet. And he looks like a waxen version of Heath Ledger. Like,
yes.
A wax museum. Like, I'm going to go work at, like, Man's Chinese Theater and get my picture taken, and I'm gonna play Heath Ledger as the Joker or whatever.
Three names always make, like, that's a serial killer.
When he first came up, when, like, the first day or, like, the first two,
like,
episodes,
Jack Stone,
I was like,
lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna love him.
No.
But, like, he's really grown on me.
I do too.
He's really, really grown on me.
So then they go and they're back in their date, and they're at the oldest. They're in Newport. They're back in Newport finally,
for a whole 40 minutes away.
Yeah, and he goes, I have to tell you something. This was actually surprising.
This was.
I
appreciated his honesty.
Yeah.
Because when So Scott King came and did draft picks with me. And we did an episode where we read through. And I was, and you know, so we picked people based only on their bios. You don't know anything.
Right.
And he was talking about how he hadn't written a song. Like he broke up with this woman and he hadn't written a song since the heartbreak. So I was saying that I put him as like my number two, but I was nervous about him because
he might be trying to use it for.
And he acknowledged that he was.
Yeah.
So he said, music is a passion. I love music more than anything in the world. I remember watching my grandma. I wanted to do that.
Oh, he prefaced this well.
I mean, that was good.
He prefaced this well.
Yeah, for the grandma part. Get in the
grandma. He wrote a good monologue.
And it's hard and scary. But when I signed up, I love. I thought this is a huge platform. And I came with that mindset. And the second I met you, that got taken all away. Now more than anything, I want to be with you. I mean,
because like I feel like that must be true. Because if you're, why would you say that you came unless you really wanted to? Like, unless you were like it was on your conscience, you wanted to own up. Unless you like told someone you're doing that, and you were worried that they're gonna like tweet it. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's also preemptive damage control. Yeah, because someone could be like, you know what? He's probably here to be for his music career. And now he could be like, well, I did talk about that.
That's smart. It's the equivalent of Lucas and his tequila.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a preemptive. I mean, the sad thing is now because of Instagram. Like, I feel like it's changed so much even in, like, the last 6 years. Like, you would go on and get fame, but now you can actually come on and, like, quit your job and make a living if you get enough followers. Mm-hmm. And you can sell whatever fucking...
Waboom.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Waboom. Nothing to actually monetize.
Some detox tea.
Oh, my God.
Sugar bear hair gummies.
Yeah, you could do your detox tea or whatever. Your FabFitFun
Your FabFitFun
Your
Defy wear
sunglasses.
Yeah, you get your Defy wear. You're good to go. And then he says... The comfort came from you. All I want, all I'm looking for is you. Beyond a show, anything, all I really need is you. I think he really stuck his landing.
Yeah, and that's like a song too.
I know.
Everything he says is like a song.
He actually is really talented. Like as much as, because I was very skeptical from my pregame, but watching him, I'm like, oh, he actually is. He has a nice voice and he's good.
He gives me a Hugh Jackman vibe.
Okay.
He gives me a Southern Hugh Jackman vibe, even though he's not from the South.
Some people that. I can't remember who I did that. Somebody from a podcast is bothered by his five head, but I'm.
What's that mean?
That he has a huge forehead.
I never noticed it.
Somebody that did the pod had his five head. But you know what?
Oh, forehead, five head. Why didn't that went right over my head?
I'm tired too. Okay, and then she said, "I value your honesty with me, and I'm catching feels, and I'm so excited." I feel like whoever's coached her has actually, because for a woman
they've
who couldn't,
her well.
They have whoever could, because for a woman who couldn't make a toast 3 months ago, to even just say the phrase, I could. Value your honesty with me in the moment, to have those words in the moment and not have some producer whisper.
Yeah, she didn't have that like weird,
she seems actually like a normal human being.
She's gotten very coached
in the past few months.
It's weird, it's almost like they really brought in the world's greatest therapist of like, you're allowed to not be this pageant perfect. Like, you're allowed just to say what you're feeling. And the fact that she could actually access it in the moment this quickly is shocking.
It is. It's really a huge turnaround.
It's a huge turnaround.
Go Hannah.
Go Hannah.
Go Hannah B.
Okay, so then we have, we're at Fort Adams, and they're playing rugby. And I love a Rhode Island accent. Those guys, there's no helmets. You know, there's no outs. There's no water breaks. We got legs hanging off by skin and socks. And you can say, like, John Paul Jones is like, "Urgh." And then Luke is a beast. And then I saw Scrumdum? What is that?
Scrumdum.
I don't know what that is. Kevin dislocates his shoulder. She has to pretend like she's worried about it.
This
poor guy gets sent off. And, okay, so it gets rougher and rougher. Luke is a beast on the field, I will say.
Yeah.
And then I actually had to stop after when I finished because I can't rewind. I watched the entire show, and then I had to start again. And when he picked up Luke, the action wasn't anywhere near them. The action was on the other side of the field.
Yes, it was.
There was nothing near that.
There was nothing happening.
There was nothing happening. And this little elfin boy, he picked up.
Like
this little sweet pea elfin boy, he picked up and threw on his back and then like kneed his ear. And you can see when they kept saying, like, his eyes do, when they turn black, there's a you can see when he gets overtaken by this psycho.
Yeah.
And, like, they kept cutting away when she was talking to men, those cutaways. Like, you can tell the producers hate him.
Yeah. Well, or they're, but they want to keep him, obviously.
Yeah, for now.
But his name is Luke Stone, by the way, which is a big name for a mousy guy. Yeah, he kind of looks
sounds like a soap opera name.
He looks like
Nick Viall.
He looks like Nick Viall mixed with either a hybrid with Nick Viall with a cartoon mouse or like Freddie Highmore.
You know who they said it, and this might be Freddie Highmore. Somebody tweeted us that he looks like the. Yeah, I guess it is Freddie Highmore. Somebody tweeted us that he looks like the boy from About a Boy.
Oh,
or maybe Finding Neverland. Maybe Finding Neverland. It's the Finding Neverland boy.
No, Freddie Highmore was Bates Motel, and he's a good doctor.
And speaking of Nick Viall, I actually think Luke P. also looks like a little bit of Nick Viall mixed with a DreamWorks villain.
Somebody texted Debbie. Yeah.
Like the villain from Shrek.
Debbie texted me a tweet where somebody said that Luke P. is a combo of Ben Higgins and Colton.
He does have a little
Colton. Look at it.
He has a little bit of Colton.
Yeah.
Wait, no, that's not Luke. That's Peter.
Oh, Peter. Oh, okay, there you go.
I see.
Okay, Peter, you're right.
I think Peter looks like the love child of Ben Higgins and Jason Melnick. Was that his name?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Jason Melnick.
I could see that. All right, but your husband plays professional sports. If some fucking guy picked up somebody that's not, I mean, like, that's such a bitch move,
it's
right?
Who's clearly not an athlete.
And it's not a threat. You're picking on the kind of like the scrawniest guy. You're not picking up Mike.
No, like he like on camera like did something shitty to him. Like it was not.
Yeah, yeah. You're not picking on the big guys in the house. You're picking on Luke S. And you're because you're mad that Hannah's talking to people and you throw the little guy on the. I mean, who might be tall? But he's
just a full on bully.
The way that he says that he goes,
psycho. I bet he was such a bully in fucking high school.
The way that he says, he said, "I picked him up and laid him on his back on the ground."
Oh my god,
is. Very weird that that's what he thinks he did.
Well, and he immediately kept going, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Like he knew.
He knew.
Okay, but then later he lied about it.
And then later he lied. He said he acted in self-defense.
But you know it's on camera.
Yeah, I know. And why don't they show it? They showed it enough on the side, but you know they could have. You know somebody had it.
I wonder if they'll do it. If they'll show it like later. I wonder if they're saving it to show it in another episode or something.
It's so crazy. So then they go, everybody was pissed. And he was like, "I'm sorry, I was in self-defense. I was in a competitive situation." And then Luke was like, "He decked me out of nowhere. This is an unstable guy who should not be here."
True. That's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
So then they're having like the later the group date. They have their little cocktail hour. She shows up in her foxy silver suit.
Yeah, she looks good.
Top underneath.
I mean, she looked good.
She looked good.
Her styling is all over the place. Sometimes she looks great, and sometimes it's like, what the fuck outfit is this?
That was a good one.
And she asked Luke P. first again. She's so locked and loaded on him.
She is.
But I also think because he's such an interrupter.
But she wants to make it not. She wants to be like, "This isn't what I'm seeing. I want to not."
She wants to keep giving it a chance. And I think it's because she's invested so much emotion into it this far. She wants to justify it.
I also think about like how she was so attracted to him that she was like almost boning him on the massage table the second night.
Yeah. Oh, she was.
Yeah, she's her. He makes her tail wag.
Yes. Yeah.
So then she goes, "Look, you know my emotions with you are high. It worries me." And he's like, "I don't want you to think twice about my character. I've just been seeing red flags with Luke S. He's always talking about his brand and his liquor company, not you. I'm 100% protecting you." He is such an abusive boyfriend. Like, they say, like, "I'm the one you can trust. Mm-hmm. I'm protecting you."
Yeah, everyone else is out to get you. Yeah. He would, like, isolate her and, like, make her believe, like, the world's against her kind of thing.
Yes.
He wants to do.
Or if anyone talks shit about him, it's like, they're just trying to, like, get in your head and my head. They're trying to get after, they're going after us. Yeah. Our love.
He's so, did you guys ever date bad guys? I did. I had one bad
not
friend.
Not that.
Not that bad.
Not like that. Yeah.
Not that bad. Not that extent. Not to that
but
extent.
I dated a guy that was a total liar. And, like, they're just really good. And you kind of know they're lying to you. But, like, you're like, wait, what? And then...
You also don't want to feel stupid, right?
Yeah. I think and then they lie to your face. Like, how could you think I would say that? I would never...
Yeah, that's the most manipulative thing.
Yeah. I would never... How could you know me?
Or when someone tries to make you feel crazy. And
yeah, it's like gaslighting.
Oh, I hate it.
Me too. Me too. Me too. Me too.
Angry.
Me too. Okay, so then... All of the guys in the house are like, this guy's a psychopath. And we see her the entire day, one by one, having to go fucking talk about, like, yeah, he sucks. He's the, like, and she's like, I just don't have all the facts. It's like,
yeah, literally everyone.
And also, you were the bachelorette. Like, you were on The Bachelor, so you know that when everyone has someone in their sights and they're all saying this person's bad, it's because it's true.
And by the way, think about what she had with Kaylin.
Yeah.
Like, Kaylin was lying to him. Like, and, like, she looked crazy, like...
Yeah.
And she doesn't remember it.
She doesn't remember that she was sort of the Luke S, and, like, Kaylin was the Luke P, and, like, she's siding with, in theory, Kaylin.
Yeah.
She doesn't remember it,
So then Garrett is finally stepping up. He looked cute. He was the one that I picked just based on bios.
Is Garrett our pro golfer?
Garrett's the southern golfer who finally said, I'm crushing on you. Like, he's finally stepping up.
I like him. We're seeing him a little bit more now.
He was being a little shy at first.
He's been shy, and he never talks to her. He only talks to the guys, like, why are you taking Hannah's time? But, like, never talks to her himself. But then they had a kiss, and he just kept going... You know, she kept leaning in, like, he never... They could have, like, had a kiss.
And he didn't slip her the tongue.
He didn't slip her the tongue.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that.
But they had,
is
like...
Is he saving it?
But they had, like, 10 pecks in a row. Like, at a certain point...
And she was probably, like...
Yeah,
she's like, trying to get her tongue in there.
Yeah, it's like, it felt like...
Like a fucking... Like a frog.
Because she likes a little bit of a kiss.
Oh, she likes it. Yeah. She likes to get in the throat.
She likes
a little bit. They all do.
Yeah.
All the gals do. So then... She's, I'm crushing for you hard, straight up. And she's like, I've been trying to get you to pay attention. And then people are basically all saying to her, Luke P's a psychopath. And she's like, I don't like to hear that. Sarah, thoughts?
Well, I mean, this is the guy, too, that, like, came out, he was the one at the beginning that said, like, Jesus found him in the shower.
Oh, he's born again Christian.
Jesus found him in the shower. After he fucked all the girls and then Jesus found him in the shower.
Yeah, Luke Pastor.
But it's like, it makes me crazy when someone's like that because it's so hypocritical.
Yeah.
You know?
Because it's I think he's obviously not a good person.
Like, but you're
He feels like he's exempt from that.
No, he's the worst. He uses God finding him in the shower as an excuse to cover up all these awful things.
Yeah.
I mean, look. If God
or
found
just
him,
has, like, his own God plan, God complex.
If God found him in the shower, like, I'm sorry. So then we have...
At least they don't keep making us watch him in the shower like they did with Colton.
Oh, God.
So many showers.
There's so many showers. Because we did it first. We've seen him in the shower.
That's what they started with.
They started with him in the shower. We were playing the part of God finding him in the shower. So then there's a Luke stare-off sitting on the couches... And then Luke S. says, you know everyone here thinks you're nuts. And he goes, look at you. You got that same glazed look in your face. Why did you deck me? I kind of was into Luke S. saying this to him. Like, I'm pissed off at you right now. I'm here for Hannah. And don't you forget it.
Yes.
And then Luke P. is like, all I've done is try to be cool with you. And then the guy was like, I can't wait for to see your ass get kicked off the show. He had kind of more balls than I thought.
Luke S. was
starting to act like a Luke Stone.
Yeah.
He was living up to his first name.
Luke Stone got kind of stone cold.
Luke Stone started acting like a Luke Stone.
Yeah. So then she goes and she sees Peter. She goes, Peter, your energy is so contagious. And then he was like, she goes, can you handle it when I'm not positive? Because sometimes I'm just going to be a bitch. And he's so fucking crushing on her.
Yeah.
Our Valley boy? Yeah.
I don't think he's going to win. And I do think Katie predicted early on, Katie, who's our producer, she called from the first episode that he's going to be our next Bachelor.
Okay.
Really?
What do you think? Peter Pilot?
He was an aspiring actor before all this.
Oh, how do you know?
Because he's got an IMDb page, honey.
What?
Oh,
he was an aspiring actor.
He has.
What? This is so good.
He has, he has a couple shorts.
Okay.
And played a version, a young version of someone on Days of Our Lives.
Wow.
For one episode.
He's like a Becca. Oh, wait, not, was it Becca? Wait, no, not
yes.
Becca.
Yes.
You're thinking of Vanessa. However,
oh, Vanessa.
In defense
right.
of...
That's right, Vanessa was a school teacher who had like three... She who had been on the Blue Mountain stage.
Yeah, although, and who had dated Michael Rosenbaum. Like,
what?
Wasn't that the story that
I didn't know that she dated him.
Wait, maybe I'm mixing it up.
He kind of looks like Nick Viall.
Am I mixing... they know each other, and I feel like someone's... There was like a rumor they dated, and maybe I asked him, and he said it wasn't true.
Oh, that's too bad.
But
I wish it was
her,
true.
But he knew her, but he knew... like. But she's definitely like in L.A. to be
She was an L.A. to be an actress, and when she got cast, she told people, or she told someone, she's like, I have to move back to Montreal for something, but I can't tell you what it is.
Oh, how did you hear that?
Through my great...
So she had to go get, like, a job at a school? Like,
yeah, that special ed.
Let's think about it. That special ed school. No special ed teacher teaches in leather thigh-high boots and, like, a mini sweater.
That was,
who did she end up with?
That was cast.
Nick Viall.
Oh, right. Check.
By the way...
I'm getting my winners.
It's almost like the kiss of death to win, because unless you actually marry them, there's nowhere... Like, unless you actually marry them, you're out of the spotlight. Like, the,
no,
the
you just
winners...
have to come back and maybe host like a or not host, but like
a podcast.
What do they have with with you know Jordan and what's her face? Jordan Rogers, come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jordan and JoJo.
Yeah, and like Caitlin, they're... like, they were all hosting something
on
one of the Bachelorettes or,
yes,
like,
yes.
New Year's Eve or something. They were, like, they were around from New
but
Year's
she
Eve.
Was a Bachelorette, and they won, and they're still together.
Right.
If you're picked and you're not still with them, you can't go to Paradise. You're not going to be the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. Like, you won. You either need to actually get married and have, like, a baby.
Yeah.
Or... It's kind of
or
like
your IMDb page going clear.
Oh, your IMDb page going real clear. I'm going to take a 2-second quick bathroom break. I'll be right back. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break. ABC's sexy summer drama, Grand Hotel, is your new guilty pleasure. It takes place at a 5-star hotel with 5-star secrets set along the gorgeous backdrop of Miami Beach. Eva Longoria is the executive producer, and it's this bold, provocative family drama drenched in romance and mystery. I watched the pilot. It's really fun. There's this young woman. She disappears during a hurricane, and then it unravels, and there's this scandal. There's lies. It's like Clue, but for TV, but with really sexy people in the beach. It's truly like the hottest cast I've ever seen. It's a contemporary, fresh take on an upstairs, downstairs story as the staff's lives intertwine with the owners of the hotel, and nobody is who they seem. Guests bask in luxury, but there are many explosive truths hiding beneath the picture-perfect exterior with so many twists and turns. You'll be on the edge of your seat every week. There's an all-star cast, including Academy Award nominee Damien Bershear and Rosalind Sanchez. So check in to Grand Hotel Monday, June 17th on ABC. I watched the pilot. I've never really seen a nighttime soap, and it was so fun, and I would definitely watch it. I will definitely check into the second episode to see what's happening. I think if you're looking for a fun, cool summer show, this is the show for you. All right, we're back. Okay. Then Tyler, the flash dance construction worker, gets a date, and they go to my hometown.
Little Compton, Rhode Island.
Little Compton. You guys, they went to Little Compton. Like, of all the places on earth, they could have gone anywhere.
And they never said it.
They never said it. They were in Little Compton. And I will say, I feel like Rhode Island did better than Virginia, where people kept having to scream, Virginia is for lovers.
Right.
Or Pittsburgh, where they kept having to say, Pittsburgh is a wonderful place to fall in love.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's not a thing, but okay.
Newport is a wonderful place to stay so you can spend the day in Boston.
Right.
So they go off and they go, they're down at the point that's down near the harbor. They're down near the harbor where they get on a lobster boat. She's weeping. She's inconsolable. This happens every year. I remember when Becca had some. It was when Jean-Luc took his perfume back. It was when he said he loved her. Jean Blanc. He told her he loved her, and then he gave her the perfume, and then he asked for his perfume.
After she said, "I don't love you," like that, and he's like, "Can I have that back?"
And then he said, "I thought you wanted to hear it." And then he goes, "Can I have my perfume?"
It
my
was the best.
He was a cologne store.
Yeah,
sorry, he took his cologne back.
That was the best.
And it rattled her to the point.
It did rattle
where
her.
Poor Wills had to console her for half the date when they were up in the mountains in Colorado.
Yeah.
So now here's poor Tyler. But my friend Lori texted me about, apparently, Tyler actually did play in the NFL and had a better career than...
Fake Jordan.
Fake Jordan. He had, like, a real career.
Jordan, not real football player.
Yeah, really. Apparently Tyler had a real career.
He played for the Ravens.
And he apparently also... like, is a reader, and is he's so confusing, because he seems like just a sweet dum-dum, but apparently
he's not.
He's like a smarty.
He's a Renaissance man, man. And then he gets stuck on the day where she's upset.
She's so upset. She's a roller coaster, guys. Her tears flow. Look, we all get overtired. We all get emotional. She's unstable. She's a loose cannon.
No, but also feel like when you're doing that, like, yes, tired, yes, that, but then I'm like, oh, but you also have to go through, like, PMS with zero break.
Yes.
Like on camera.
Yeah.
Like probably three different times or however long they're.
And she is a mental. Yes, you get PMS, and she's a woman who froze when she had to give a toast. So there is some mental things still happening there that are not fully cured.
Right. Yes. True. True.
And she clearly has made up her mind that she likes Luke P, and she really doesn't. And she thought because she. It's almost like she set her boundary last week. Like, I'm going to do it differently. I'm going to set my boundary and tell him, I need you to step up. And then he's like, okay. And then he threw Luke S. on the ground, and he didn't listen to her. And she's still Lucy and Charlie Brown.
And she's still like, but it's fine. I still want you to be.
Yeah.
The guy, please come through.
Yes.
Please don't be a psychopath.
Please don't be a psychopath. I'm going to ask you three times now.
Yes. Yes.
I know you're a psychopath, so please don't be a psychopath, because I really want to fuck you.
Yeah. Yes. When, well, she should just fuck him and then she
Yeah, just take him to fantasy suites.
Just have sex with him and then get rid of him, because that's all she... She just needs to get it out of her.
She needs to have sex with him.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. That's the thing. That's the trouble. That doesn't happen until fantasy suites.
I know. That's true.
He's gonna last until fantasy.
He's got.
Suites.
Oh God, I can't take it. So she's crying. She goes, I am struggling with my emotions. I'm just crying about Luke. I want to have a nice date with Tyler. I don't want to take on my tears. I'm just not all right today. There's so many tears. And then she was honest with him. She was like, last night was a lot. And he was so handsome in his pea coat.
Oh, gosh.
He was so handsome.
It really hurt. It really hurt.
For the East Coast.
Oh, my God. He looked like Gregory Peck in like a pea coat. And he goes...
With that hair. Like that windblown...
His windblown
sea hair. Which is like in every angle when you freeze frame it looks amazing.
I want to tell you, I was not a successful teenager, okay? As far as I did not... Obviously, I did not. I was a late bloomer. I feel like you got guys. Most funny ladies I know didn't. I feel like you did well with the guys in high school.
I mean, I went to a spot. You know, when I was.
But you were a cheerleader.
But you were a cheerleader. You were captain. Yeah.
Drill teams, different. But I also went to school with 70 people. So,
but
you have to
still,
remember that everyone got somebody.
But like,
otherwise, you didn't have anything to do.
But like those, those summer boys that would come in, those wind-blown dreamboats, like to just looking at
that summering on Nantucket.
Yeah, those like I lived there year round, but we would have boys like Tyler come in the summer. Nobody was down at that point comforting me when I looked like Barb from Stranger Things, going, "Don't worry, it's gonna be okay." And he goes, "I got you. Don't worry. I'm gonna make you." He goes, "All of this is gonna make you at the better at the end of this experience. I want to be the man next to you at the end of it. I can pick you up, and I got you, and I'm always gonna be there for you."
You know what he says, and I had to write it down because I'm just this. I'm gonna say it multiple times. He's a Nicholas Sparks dream boy, where he says, "I want to be with you in your highs, and I want to be with you in your lows."
I mean,
and I'm like, woman, what?
Yeah.
And for a woman who rides a roller coaster of emotions, clearly on a regular basis, she runs extreme.
That was the
thing. Perfect. That's perfect.
I mean, that works on any. That line works on anyone.
I mean, I fell for him then. I loved him last night.
Yeah, he's a good one. She needs to now, focus.
Connor was good. You didn't see last week, but Connor really nailed it.
Oh, really?
She had to go to the hospital.
Oh, I did see. Well, I saw, like,
And, like, he went over and he left her notes. These little, all
he made
sticky
a
notes.
Scavenger hunt.
And he left her notes. And it said, of everything I love about you. And it was like, I love your sparkly eyes. I love how pretty you look without makeup. I love that you're brave. And, like, he left her notes hidden all over
oh
the
God,
room.
He's like a little John Ryan. And John does that kind of stuff.
What? He's a little John. So you miss that Connor's also a contender. Connor.
What, he, why was she in the hospital? I couldn't get a clear.
I get the feeling exhaustion.
I get the feeling maybe she was hungover.
I think you're totally right.
I feel like she was tired and hungover and hungover like, and like overwhelmed. Yeah.
Fluids.
They gave her fluids. I got fluid once, but I was in Denver and I had altitude sickness. So.
Right. Yeah, it seemed like there was, because I was like, it doesn't seem like they're really explaining this.
No, she said, they didn't.
And she said she doesn't have anything that's contagious.
Yeah, and she still made a make out with her, so
and
that
she
means like hungover to
said me. It
yeah.
was, and it was only for the day.
Yeah.
Like right. she wasn't, yeah. It was only for okay. a few hours, so.
So then, and then she goes, so then they have a lobster man and they go out, who I need to know who this man is. They take, he takes her out on the lobster world, they go out to the lighthouse. It's our lighthouse and everything. And they start, they get some lobsters in a trap. The guy boils it on the boat and he goes, you want some tail? I mean, that was cute.
Oh, he's
funny.
And she loves a good, dad joke.
Yeah.
He takes it a little bit above a dad joke.
Because he's also naughty flirty. He wants to.
Why can't she like him over the psychopath?
Everybody wants what's terrible for them.
Because everyone is rooting against the psychopath, and then she doesn't want to feel embarrassed that she's brought him this far, I think.
It's not even that. It's I not know. Too early to cut the ties.
I really hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
I mean, it's
I'm
not
wrong.
Too late to cut the ties.
If,
like,
she,
just do it.
If she picks up, I mean, Becca could have had that cutie pie, that cute boy that loved her so much, who had the high school shooting, that poor boy whose mom fucked
right.
the gym teacher. The cutie pie.
Oh, God.
And then she picked Dum-Dum Garrett because she wanted to fuck Garrett. Everybody's chemicals get him in trouble. Okay, so they go to the oldest tavern in America. He goes, you're crushing that outfit. You are dangerous in black. And he
That's
goes,
a good comment.
He goes, I want to be able to pick you up. I got to stand up for you and fight for you and talk you off the ledge. I mean,
who is this guy?
He's amazing.
He goes, we don't need the best Hannah. We need the real Hannah.
Oh,
I mean,
this
he was
guy.
Killing it.
He goes,
she, and then she was honest with him. She
I want to hear Ryan Gosling say this line.
She goes, oh my God, he would totally get cast as Tyler.
He would play an amazing Tyler.
Be like,
they
Rachel
don't look
McAdams. It'd be like Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Rachel McAdams as Hannah, Ryan Gosling
She goes. So then he goes. She told him, "I thought you were a player. I wanted to put up a wall with you," which I thought was impressive that she was honest. She goes, "What were your intentions? Why are you here?" And he goes, "I almost didn't come. My pops.
Oh yeah, he threw
my pops.
He's almost written.
My pops almost died. He got sick. He was in the hospital for 28 days and in a coma for 10 days. I had to sign away his rights. I didn't want to come. But my pops, he had a successful surgery. We watched the show. He became a huge fan of yours. And he said, this is your girl. You go get her. I mean,
That won her over.
Unlike Cam, he had a really good sob story. You missed Cam.
Oh, no. Always be Cam.
I mean,
what was his sob story?
Whose sob story?
Cam.
Cam was that he had, maybe he had to get an leg amputated to rehouse a puppy and his grandma died.
It was a lot of things put together. It was all the bad things in his life condensed into a 90-second speech.
Yeah. But, he didn't get his leg amputated, and he had to rehouse the puppy.
Like, which was, like, what?
And all my
that was
dead.
Yeah,
and
it was, like,
everybody's grandma's dead.
You,
that's what happened.
You rehomed your own pet.
Right.
So it's hard to feel bad for you.
Yeah. So then she goes, you confirmed a lot for me there. I'm going to rise to the occasion. And he goes, I'll take you any way I can get you. I mean, this guy. She goes, my dad goes, he's a fighter. my pops is a fighter, so I'm going to fight for your love. I can accept who I am, and I'm going to give that to somebody, and that someone is you. I mean, and she said, your words and your action all, like, come together. And they walk up, and they see in the marquee in Newport, Hannah and Tyler, they walk into Jake Owen.
They get the private concert.
They got one last week, though, after Connor. Connor got a private concert.
I thought so.
But there was no audience.
There was no audience. They got the private concert date with the audience.
And he goes, you know Jake Owen? The guy last week didn't get the Chiron. It didn't say the guy's name.
Oh, it got a little Compton.
Yeah, they got exactly. Little Compton. They got totally Little Compton boned. So they were, it was romantic. They were kissing and cute, and they made the audience somehow learn some of the lines to sing along.
They had some good kisses. They had some cinematic kisses in there.
I felt really solid about this date.
So maybe she'll
I
mean, what would you do if
maybe
you...
Maybe it'll get her over the loop pee home.
I don't think it will.
I don't either, because Connor had it last week and he didn't get her over it. And Peter had a great one, and Peter didn't get her over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she can't get over
she
it.
She can't get... She's
what
only...
She, I mean, like, you can't have sex before the fantasy suite if you wanted to. Like,
Kaylin did it once, but people get so mad at you. She's too Christian to do that.
Yeah, we saw her praying.
What if she just dry-humped him until she orgasmed, and then at least got that feeling out of it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
And then it was like, okay, now I got that feeling over, and I'm done.
You know what idea. It is?
She that's perceived, a great idea.
Her, like, you know when he walked in when she was doing her... single interview, like her confessional interview, and he literally walked in, was just like, I just had to see you again, just had to talk to you, and they just started making out in front of the camera during her confessional.
She feels
like, instead of that being kind of weird and crazy and stalkerish, she's like, oh my god, he's willing to embarrass himself like for me.
She
like,
doesn't understand.
This is how much he loves me. And
no, and
she loves that.
I mean, think about night two. Jed walked in, and they were like undressed, like kind of getting at
and
it.
He told her he loved
they were dry
her.
Humping.
Or he was falling in love with her.
Yeah, and
she
then he
so wants, and she believes it.
Yeah.
Instead of kind of coming at it being like, that's a little
weird.
This guy might be
she
dangerous.
Does know enough to say that's weird and then like, but I
love
that.
It. She loves it. She loves it. She wants, she believes it. She, yeah.
So then they go to one of the mansions and
the very New Englandy mansion.
The Newport mansion, and Peter in a really great move. I've never seen this move done. Said, will you be my girlfriend? Oh, I know you have 14. That was a great
move. It is.
Yeah,
it
and then
was,
she's like, yeah, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, my God, newsflash, he
was
my boyfriend.
It was the first time I've ever
so
seen
smart.
That
he was,
on the show.
It was really flirty and cute and innocent.
Because it was all, he did it in a self-aware way, too. Where he's like, I know it's a little silly, but this is something that I just have to do for myself.
Like, let's make it official, even though you're still dating.
And he did it. Anyway, like, I'm cool with it. I'm not going to be
loved
crazy.
It.
Really break it down. He basically said, like, you're my girlfriend, but we're obviously in an open
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
It also cemented him the rose, because it's like, oh, shit, now we've taken a step.
Yeah.
Like, and
it was good.
She's a girl who needs verbal affirmation.
They all do. They all do.
They always
all of
do.
Them do. Rachel did. Rachel did, and Peter didn't give it, and Rachel cut him.
That's right.
Yeah. And
they
so
love
Rebecca
the verbal
did too. They need it. They need it.
Yeah. They need the I'm in love with you. I'm falling in love with you, or whatever. And yeah,
she goes, I loved making out with Peter. Ruffled my hair a little, and I'm all about it.
Yeah,
I love how horny she is.
Yeah, she's like,
she's
I know
so
that's
horny,
why
and
she's
I love.
She's super horny.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So then we go, Mike, who I love. Mike was sitting and talking.
Mike, is that our eyebrows guy?
Mike,
he's got some strong.
Mike
got,
has three queens in his life.
Oh,
and he
I love that he said
fourth.
That.
Oh, right.
Looking for, I've got three. Queens.
I've got three queens back home.
He's
I would
handsome.
Like you to be my fourth and last queen.
He's, my sister, my mom, and my grandma.
Yeah, he's very handsome too.
And he said to Luke P, and he's such a man. He goes, I know for a fact, despite what you might think, you are the root cause of her not being at her happiest right now.
Oh.
And Luke P was like, no, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
He's like,
can we also just, quick aside, Luke P came to the party dressed as a lumberjack.
What was he wearing? He's a terrible dresser.
Everyone
he wears
came
really
in
bad suits.
A very dapper suit. A good gray suit. A good
that yellow jacket
suit.
Was crazy, though.
You know, and Mike wasn't wearing a suit, but he was wearing a good, like, mustard-colored shirt, you
great,
know?
Great.
Luke
P. Luke
came in wearing a drab flannel.
Well, because he probably just fucking buried a body in the woods.
He killed that lobster in Little Compton. The lobster has gone missing. He's like, why'd you take them out and feed them lobsters? Yeah, he did. You're
right. He did.
He came in wearing, and everyone, and even I think Kevin.
Poor Kevin.
Kevin, who came in a sling that for some reason looked like it was a sling from like World War II.
Yeah, no, that's sling.
I was like, didn't you come from the hospital?
No, somebody tweeted us. It's like, that was like a Revolutionary War hospital. Like, they go.
Yeah. But I think even he was dressed a little better than he was.
It's like they found it in like wardrobe.
Yeah. You went to ER. Like,
yeah. Well, it's New England. They probably had some reenactors. Yeah. Like, find an old sling.
Yeah.
Dude, and then Mike kept going, time and again, man, you are the issue. You are unstable. You are a psycho, and that is who you are. Mm. He goes, I'm not trusting you.
He calls him out.
Yeah. And then Luke P was like, no. He's like, you're just threatened by me. He's like, I'm not threatened by you. And it's like.
Oh, and did you see him doing the, was it?
The knuckle, the knuckle.
Was he doing the Arthur, fist?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it against Luke S?
I think that was against, I can't remember. Okay. What's the Arthur fist?
There's a meme going around where it's the cartoon Arthur.
Yeah.
And he's just like, it's just, there's, I don't know what it's from, but it's just his like cartoon fist. And it's just, that's kind of just used as a.
Okay.
Thing for anyone. But as like a, you know. Yeah.
No, he has some real anger issues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And his eyes go black.
Yeah.
Like
they
like,
do, they turn to shark eyes.
They turn to shark eyes. He's just, he's like,
he doesn't blink.
He, when he's in it, you can see it's almost like a chemical that overtakes him.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Okay, so remember Chad was funny, and then he was actually like, oh no, he's actually gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, like you're actually, you actually have like an anger issue.
Yeah,
this guy isn't even funny.
So then Lucas, poor Lucas now, like, every seed that Luke P has planted is actually grow. That's the thing I've noticed about a lot of the Bachelors and the Bachelors, that when people want to manipulate them, they accept every bullshit. Anytime somebody goes to like play them, they accept every bullshit thing that's told to them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Colton did it too.
It's true.
They'll believe anything that
Despite
somebody
the
tells
fact
them.
That every single guy in that group spent a little bit of their one-on-one time saying, Luke P is the aggressor.
Right. Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know. I need to hear it from Luke P himself.
Right. Well, then they go, so then the Kevin with his arm, his Revolutionary War sling, like he says to him, and like even Garrett, they're like, no man, were you telling the truth? And he was like, no, I wasn't. It's like, you need to go tell her.
Right.
I made a mistake. Like, no, you need to make it right. Like after Lucas was like, and after he had an awkward, because Lucas had an awkward chat with her, so they go back
where
and
she
like,
says, this was disappointing.
I don't know who to believe right now.
Because Luke P, I think, I don't know, because I don't think we just mentioned this, but Luke P's thing was, I just want to let you know, Luke S isn't here for the right reasons. He's here to promote his tequila brand. Which, by the way, I'm pretty sure we had never heard of until that
point.
No,
yeah. I hadn't.
And also, it seems like it was something that he probably casually brought up in the mansion.
Yeah.
Like, it was never something that he has ever actually said, right?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would already be, like, what they called him, tequila.
Because otherwise, everyone else would have called him out on it.
Yeah.
And so he says he's here to promote a tequila brand. And then so she believes it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is like, wow.
It doesn't even exist yet. He doesn't even
have a tequila. He's like, hold on. He's like, I was maybe talking to some guys really casually that this is something that I want to do.
Does he work for Trump?
He works for the Democratic Party.
Okay.
His parents are both social workers.
Okay.
That's what he said.
He said, my parents are both social workers. I was raised with the highest moral fiber. She goes, I can see both sides. I don't know who to trust. This is hard on me.
I feel like she comes from a Trump family.
Yeah.
And I think Luke P is a Trumper. And I think Lucas is clearly not a Trumper.
And then Garrett goes, you need a man up. And you need to tell her I was wrong. And he went, he goes, he's such a little bitch. He's like, Lucas came and talked to me and told me to ask me to put in a word, but nothing's changed.
Oh, yeah. I just want to let you know. He said something like, I just want to let you know.
Why would I do that?
I'm right.
I can't stand him. There was no rose ceremony. This guy sucks. He's a piece of shit.
And we know he's going to be there too long. He's going to stay for a while.
I really hope he doesn't.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win? And then I'm going to pull up the tweet of the week.
I'm afraid it's Luke P, but I'm hoping it's Tyler.
Tyler.
Tyler and Peter are clearly going to go to hometowns.
Yes. I feel like Connor stands a chance.
Tyler and Peter are clearly going to go to hometowns and... Oh, no. Tyler, Peter, and Jed will clearly go to hometowns.
Okay.
The fourth, I fear, will be Luke.
Yeah.
But I hope it's not. But I think it will be because she is spending so much effort into trying to convince herself that he's the one, like, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at this point, she's devoted so much energy that I don't think she'll back out of it.
You think he's going to win?
I hope not. But I don't. He could. He really could.
I'm so upset by this.
I don't think Jed will win.
I don't either. I don't think Jed's going to win.
I don't think Jed will win.
Connor?
And I unfortunately think that Luke Stone.
I fear he's going to go home.
He's going to go home very soon.
I think so, maybe tonight.
I think so, too. And you know what I respect about Mike? Our handsome Mike?
Yeah.
He's kind of like, he calls him out, and he was kind of like, you know, that was a really shitting thing for you to do. He's like, because you picked on the guy that was basically not a threat.
Yeah.
And then he was like, he was a threat. He was coming after me.
Yeah.
I was, you know, self-defense. And he's like, we were all there and we saw that. And
yeah.
You basically picked on a guy that was not a threat because you're a jerk.
Yeah.
And he's like, you should come after me. And he's
He was right. You're right. He did call him out. He was like, you picked on like
and
the little
like,
guy.
This is what Hannah needs to see and believe.
Yeah.
She needs to see other guys calling him out.
Yeah, no, Mike is the man. Mike is the man. We're going to do Tweet of the Week. Before we do Tweet of the Week, guys, if you are like, hey, I'm so sick of all these guys, we are doing on Patreon right now. We are watching Bachelor in Paradise Australia. It's so great. And I'm just going to tease, there's a storyline where there is a woman on there who's fallen for two people. A man named Alex, who's our Alex, the hot Russian bachelor, and also a woman named Alex. A woman named Alex, a man named Alex, and a woman named Alex.
Oh. Alex and Alex.
It's so good. So that's on Patreon. You can get your own songs made if you want on Patreon, the Tennille Arts level. Here we go. Don't please. There's no way this is going to go seamlessly, but I'm going to try to play a song right now. Here we go. Tweet of the week. Here we go. Tweet of the week. All right, here we go. Tweet of the week. There were so many fun ones. There was a lot of good ones. Okay. All right, I'm going to pick five. We're going to narrow it down to two, and then we'll pick the winner. All right, let's see. Okay, this one really makes me laugh. This is from Samantha Sanford at Sam Sanford. Luke P. left out the part of the story where he attacked God in that shower out of self-defense.
I like it.
That's a good one. That's a good one. This one's from Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Cam at home watching. It's not fair. How is his sad story getting a rose? He only had a nearly dying parent. Where's the almost amputation and sent away puppy? This is another one by Samantha Sanford at Sam Sanford. Luke P. I didn't knee him in the face. I straddled him and kicked him in the ear. God.
He did say that.
Yeah. He did say that.
That was not even a joke.
No.
That was sad.
Okay, Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. The biggest tragedy of Luke P. monopolizing all the time is that we are missing John Paul Jones content. I know he's just off dancing with his frankenbeans tucked between his thighs.
I love John Paul Jones.
Oh my God. Okay, let's see. Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. The double leg wrap kiss is all the more creepy when you discover that it's the same position as a kid in a baby Bjorn.
that might be
Okay, and one more. Jenny Hunt at Genesuela. In his defense, Luke S. has never seen that kind of aggression in his elf community. All right, I'm going to narrow down to the final two. Here are my final two, and then we'll pick the winner. Final two, Sham Sham at Sham Sham 213. The double leg wrap kiss is all the more creepy when you discover that it's the same position as a kid and a baby Bjorn. And Samantha Sanford at Sam Sanford. Luke P. left out the part of the story where he attacked God in that shower out of self-defense. God in the shower.
I got in the shower. Nothing against Sham Sham's wonderful tweet.
I mean, it's so good. Okay.
I accept it.
Okay, you know what? I gotta go God in the shower. It's unanimous. Samantha Sanford at Sam Sanford. Luke P. left out the part of the story where he attacked God in that shower out of self-defense. You are tweet of the week. Email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Like us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Somebody did the meanest comment on iTunes, and I'm going to read it, and I just have to say, what the fuck?
What was it?
I'll read it to you. 2 stars. Love everything but the songs. Please stop with the original songs. I hate having to listen only when I'm able to fast forward. Excuse you? How mean.
I love my original song.
Yeah.
I mean, haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate.
I feel like I need to write her a song to cheer her up.
Yeah,
Lady Gilly, when I write a song for you and I play it on the air, maybe you won't hate it so much.
Yeah, do it next week.
Oh my God. But we also got some nice people like Jafia Hart, hilarious, laugh out loud in public, funny. I heard about this podcast on The Daily when Anna recommends it. Finally gave it a shot. It's hilarious. The funny songs. Thank you.
They're
real impressions. Hosts are totally into The Bachelor and it shows. Great job. Thank you so much. Guys, Little Compton, strippers. Well, we have IMDb pages. What a day. Do you have anything coming up that people can find you on? Where can people find you? Anything you want to promote? Irene Choi. What are you on Instagram?
My name, Irene Choi. IRENECHOI. There are many of us. But I am the only one that's verified.
Sarah, do you have any stand-up dates? Do you have any things? What do you want? Shameless?
When we're finished, I'll start stand-up again. And I know I have shows in Vermont in August. So
Sarah, are you doing the Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington? That's supposed to be great.
So SarahColonna.com. And then follow me on Instagram at SarahColonna1. Some bitch took it first.
Maybe it's the person that hates the songs. I'll be on Insatiable coming up. I'm working on my book that's going to be out in the fall of 2020. And I have some stand-up tours coming up. All right, you guys.
And Little Compton gets a big shout-out.
Little Compton, big shout-out in that book. Almost as big as on The Bachelorette. Okay, you guys. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.